And from the gold to the green, we're about to head into the garden right now on Radio Life and Style because it's time for the Living Earth Garden Show. That's right, brought to you by Living Earth, the makers of the best organic compost in KZN. They're here to help grow the North Coast. And a lady who knows all about growing things on the North Coast, Tracy Miller-Smith from Eco Balance Landscapes, is in the house on a Wednesday morning. Tracy, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. I'm well, thank you.
We've been having some lovely weather for the garden of late, haven't we?
Yes, what a temperate winter we have had so far. And we enjoy every moment of being in the garden.
Certainly no frost biting the leaves. It's bizarre. Like Monday we had 30 degree. In the middle of winter, where else in the country could you imagine that?
Yeah, mini summer in one day.
Absolutely weird. But we're talking about weather and how it affects the garden today. And an aspect of weather that I think probably is totally underrated in terms of its impact on your garden, because it's invisible for the most part. We're talking about wind and your garden. And there are so many different types of wind when you think about it. And they all kind of do different things in terms of how they affect your flowers and your leaves. So what are we looking at today, Tracy? Open it up for us.
Yes, Mike. Well, I tell you now, this topic, wind in your garden, affects, I'd say, every new home built on the North Coast or anywhere that you're building a house, because normally it's a very open piece of land, unless of course you've been privileged to be able to build your house inside of a forest. And the wind affects the garden from every which way. And here at the coast, we've got even more types of wind than up country. First of all, we've got the very vicious sea-laden or salt-laden wind. And then we've got, in August, we've got the dry berg winds. And we also get wind channels, especially in developments when the homes and the let's say, if it's a block of flats, are close together. Wind channels that have huge impacts on the garden plants in your garden.
So you might be thinking, like, you know, what's going wrong here? This type of plant is supposed to be good for this type of, you know, whether it's in the shade or, but it's, for some reason, it's just not thriving. It might be because it's in a wind channel.
Yes, and they are vicious. They really are vicious. So everything, we've got to consider the wind. Every time you go out to plant in your garden, wind is one of the big things you need to consider, and to design and fine-tune your designing of the garden to make sure you are actually putting in some wind resistant, or let's put some hedges and items in the garden that can deflect the wind.
That's amazing. So it's like it's something I had never thought about before as an aspect of garden planning and maintenance, because who would? I mean, obviously you, as a gardener, you know the stuff. And what is the actual the damaging effect of wind in terms of how it affects soil and flowers and leaves?
Yes, well, wind has a great effect. First, number one, it dries your soil out so quickly. I mean, you could be irrigating in the morning and have a windy day, and it just dries it out so quickly. And, you know, water is a very precious resource in South Africa.
Yeah.
And we really have to put every effort into being water wise. And so in our environment, our windy environment, one of the best ways of doing that is to create a blanket over your soil, so that when that wind comes, this blanket the wind can't be as drying as it normally would.
Okay.
And this blanket, being a mulch, keeps the moisture in the soil, even though we live in these windy environments.
So something I wanted to ask you on that note. So, mulch as opposed to topsoil, are they different things? Can you have a mulchy topsoil, or is a topsoil something that you need to make sure you've got a good topsoil, and then you over the top of that you put your blanket of mulch?
Very much so. So the topsoil is that friable soil that plants love to grow in, and we've got to make sure it's of good quality and full of organics. So that's great. The plants, hopefully you've spent effort in composting and bringing in good topsoil into your garden.
Mm-hmm.
But now, once you've planted your plants and you've got that good soil, that blanket, which is a mulch layer, which you spread over your garden beds, is what we call a mulch. And it can be made of a lot of different things. One of the common ones is bark mulch.
Okay.
Bark mulch you can buy. You can either buy chippings or nuggets in different sizes, and you lay it over the garden beds. Some people use straw even. You go and buy a bale of straw from your local animal food supplier and lay the straw down. Some people use... you could even use pebbles in some areas where you've got feature gardens, because the pebbles laying over the soil also protect the soil from the wind.
I never thought about that as a type of mulch, but I suppose, yeah, I mean, it does the ticks the box. It performs the trick of retaining that moisture and deflecting wind.
Yes.
But look, while we're talking about easy ways to make sure you've got a good blanket of mulch, or topsoil for that matter, you know, Living Earth, who bring you this wonderful garden show, part of their lines of products that they offer is brilliant bags of mulch, and apparently they've got a brand new line of topsoil, mature compost topsoil, that they are bringing to the market. So there you go. Simply grab a few bags of that and away you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think all kinds of enrichment. For example, another, we're talking about wind, we're talking about trying to deflect the wind, and you have now planted yourself a lovely hedge to protect your swimming pool area, for example, from the prevailing wind, and you need that hedge to grow so quickly, because you actually ideally would have liked it to be instant, but of course we all know instant's a bit expensive. So you've planted yourself some small shrubs and now you want them to grow. The only way you're going to get them to grow quickly is to do all those lovely things. Bring in the topsoil, bring in the compost, feed your soil and your plants well, and put that mulch dressing over the top, and all of those things combined, of course, with some watering when it's really dry, will bring your hedge into flourishing much quicker than you ever imagined.
So you see, if you follow all those steps, you'll be able to give your plant screen the boost it needs to grow double time and get to size as quickly as possible. But on the other side of a quick little green tune, I want to find out about a few other tips from you, Tracy, regarding screens and how we can get clever with setting up some screening, wooden screens to reduce wind, and even plant choices. You know, what to be considering and weighing up if you do find you're on a windy site and are getting whacked by the wind. We'll be giving you all of this good stuff on the other side of this tune. Annie Lennox teaming up with Al Green. There you go. Got it. Work the green in there somehow. Putting a little love in your heart. Putting a little love in your garden. Annie Lennox and Al Green. Putting a little love in your heart. And right now, putting a little love in your garden. Getting back to the Living Earth Garden Show right here on Radio Life and Sound. Brought to you by Living Earth Organic Compost for the love of your garden. And by the way, if you're looking to sprinkle some love into your garden, don't forget that Living Earth is still running that fantastic winter promotion, giving you a fantastic 20% off their entire product range. Plus, if you call and mention you heard it on The Garden Show on Radio Life and Style, you'll get a further 5% off. Woohoo! Check out livingearth.co.za for all the contact details, or take a drive out to the Living Earth Farm at Sugar Rush Park and go and check out the operation for yourself. And with me still in the studio is our gardening expert, Tracy Miller-Smith from Eco Balance Landscaping. Tracy, we're talking wind and windy gardens and what to do to try and protect your garden from this thing that dries out your soil. And am I right in saying that wind can even burn flowers and leaves?
Very much so, Mike. Oh my goodness, especially the salt-laden wind.
Yeah.
And a big warning out there is that if you've left your garden just to go a little bit too dry, and a big berg wind day, you will find a noticeable amount of leaves that have been actually burnt by the wind.
Wow.
So the idea is to keep your garden sort of well watered. In wintertime, it does need less watering than normal, so you definitely don't want to overwater it. But a good watering once or twice a week, and if those big winds come in, at least your plants are well moist. They've got moisture in their leaves, and the dry wind doesn't burn the leaves.
Absolutely. And now, we were just chatting before the break about strategies for if you're trying to create a kind of a plant screen, a hedge, and trying to get this thing to grow double time and giving it the best chance with the right amount of compost and fertilizer, and mulching, of course, to retain that moisture and stop the wind from sucking it out of the soil, and watering ongoing. What is this thing I'm reading about, double digging? What is that?
Yes, Mike. So double digging is a wonderful way of getting a very fast result of plants to grow as quickly as possible. So it is a very time-consuming practice, and it's not that easy to do. So you've got to remember that if you're going to do double digging, make sure you've got some strong workers that can do this double digging. And the idea is that normally when you plant a screen or even a tree, mm-hmm. you would plant it sort of double the size of the bag that you bought it in. Now, double digging is actually is making your hole in the depth of your trench double the depth. So you dig almost a meter down and a meter wide for each plant, and you take that soil out and you enrich it with compost and topsoil, and then you fill your trench back. So normally with these screens, they straight rows. Mm. So you dig a deep trench. You take out all the compost, all the existing soil, and I tell you, the deeper down you dig, the harder that soil is. So it's really a sweaty job, that. And enrich the soil. And the whole idea about that is obviously enriching the soil, but then you're making a very large section of soil friable. And as the plant starts taking and starts growing, there's no resistance.
The roots can just run.
And that's the whole idea of trying to get the plants growing as quickly as possible.
And that lovely word, friable, again, what does it mean, Tracy?
Friable soil is a soil that is, it's actually a well-balanced soil that is soft, that the roots can get into. You can crumble it in your hands easily.
So not like a clay.
It's very different to a clay, and it's very different to a sand. A sand is not friable. Sand just runs like water through your fingers. Mm. So the two ends of the scale, you want something in the middle that's a friable soil.
But so I can see the sense in this, but as you say, it's a very labor intensive thing for a single gardener trying to get a nice double digged trench going. It's a serious job. But if you have the expertise of a fantastic gardening team, like the Eco Balance Landscaping team, you guys can make quick work of it and get it done right.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And Mike, the one thing to consider about plant screens is definitely the plant choice. Choosing the correct plant for your screen is very important, and for each garden position, it's different. Each garden, it's actually different. You can't just see what your friend has planted and presume that that's exactly what you can plant, because you've got to decide where the sun is and how close you are to the sea, and your neighbor, what shadow their home is casting onto your garden and that particular screen. And so the plant choice for your screen is actually very, very important and needs some good thought. So before you just jump in and buy any old thing, you need to put some good consideration to the plant choice.
Absolutely. And then, you know, adding complexity to that is the fact that, for example, in a lot of our estates, there are guidelines and particular restrictions on the types of plants or the mix of plants, and you would know better than me. Well, what does that often mean?
Yes. So, Mike, a lot of the states are, they are so focused on bringing biodiversity into every single garden. And that in the end really does sustain our every little creature that our land sustains. So bringing in diversity means that they are against having big mass plantings of the same thing. So if you're going to be planting a windscreen in some of those estates, you have to bring in diversity into your screen. So you have to have a selection of different plants that you plant together and that bring in, so some of them could be taller than others. Some, it's actually quite fun because then you have different flowers and different shapes and different colors. And so it's very different to one of those modern clipped hedges. Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, both are great. Both are beautiful. Both have their place. Mm. But you just have to have a different mindset when you're choosing your plants for some of the states in on the Dolphin Coast.
Absolutely. But it does just make it that much more challenging and complex when you have to try and, you know, consider all of that stuff. So, the value then of getting a really sussed landscaping team to help you envision where you're going and to make sure that it's the right, firstly the right plants for your environment, your particular situation, and that it's going to fit in with the look and feel of what's happening around you, and be by the book as far as whatever your restrictions are in terms of your estate, and that it's going to be planted properly so that it survives.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yes, there's nothing worse than a struggling hedge. It's just...
Let's the side down.
Yes.
So for those that want to get in touch with your expert team at Eco Balance Landscaping, so that you can come out and check out the situation and advise and consult and put a plan together, what's the smartest way to reach out?
Well, the best way is to give me a call, 082-491-6447. And, we will definitely come and help you for all your screening matters.
Super. And if you weren't able to write that number down, the EcoBalance website, I'm sure, has all of the information, hey?
Yes, www.ecobalance.co.za. And you can find us then. You can even pop us a message and we will get back to you.
Super duper stuff. You heard it here on a wonderful Wednesday, and wishing you a blooming good Wednesday, Tracy, for another edition of the Living Earth Garden Show right here on Radio Life and Style. I love this show. It's growing beautifully, and I believe at our next installment we're going to be talking about eating your garden, am I right?
Yes. Eating out of your garden.
Eating out of your garden. Growing edible stuff, which is so cool. And of course, it's all brought to you by Living Earth. And you give your garden a blooming good boost this winter with Living Earth's range of organic compost, lawn dressing, and potting soil. Plus, as I mentioned, you can now get the best mature compost topsoil on the North Coast from Living Earth too. Pick up your Living Earth bags at BBS Mica Lifestyle Center, as well as Mica Build, Coastal Farmers, Salt Rock Nursery, Sharker Nursery, and Zululand Nursery. And don't forget, Living Earth is still running winter special, giving you 20% off their entire range. And if you call and mention you heard it on the radio, you'll get a further 5% off. To take advantage of that special offer, or to inquire about an order delivery, visit livingearth.co.za, or take a drive out to the Living Earth Farm at Sugar Rush Park. Living Earth, for the love of your garden. And this has been the Living Earth Garden Show. Tracy, looking forward to chatting gardening again real soon, right here on Radio Life and Style.
Lovely, Mike. Happy gardening. Bye-bye.
Yay. Keeping it green right now. Here's CeeLo Green taking you to the top of the hour.